This is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. I am joined by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who is here to talk about homegrown by heroes. Now, Commissioner, I would venture to say a lot of people would think anybody that would be in agriculture, a farmer today, could be considered a hero, but you've got something specific in mind here. Tell us about homegrown by heroes.
Yeah, that's right. Our farmers are that, and our patriotism seems to be called on a little bit more and more with trade discussions, but that's a topic for another day. Yeah, today our focus is on our veterans here in South Carolina and the Homegrown by Heroes initiative, which is set about to encourage and make available opportunities for veterans who get into agriculture to help market their products with a little more visibility, help folks aware of the number of veterans who've gone into agriculture. So it's just really something great to be a part of.
Well, it certainly sounds like it, and I think so many people, especially in South Carolina, want to recognize veterans. They've got a place in their heart for veterans and for what they have done for our freedom and for our country. So how does this program work, and how can people take part in it?
Well, if anyone is in farming in South Carolina and has been in the military and is one of our great veterans, then we will come along and partner with them, give them some logo material, some branding material for their products. Again, we also work in fundraising initiatives. Went to one last week where a dinner was held to raise monies for, I call them the transition programs that are so helpful with veterans coming back. So we're just a partner with those people at the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Naturally, we're readily available at the department through our phone calls, websites, to tell people more about that. So if there's a veteran out there unaware of these programs, we want them to contact us, and we will give them details of what we can do regarding educational programs, partnering with Clemson and others. So it's just something, a small way of giving back to the people who've given so much for our country.
And who is eligible for this program, Commissioner?
Really, any person who is a veteran of any branch of the military, and as long as they have 50% or more ownership or management of a farming operation, they're eligible. Met a couple from Marlboro County. I've gotten to know them twice. He was a 25-year veteran of the Army, finished as a colonel, and now they have a beef farm operation, and they are carrying those animals right through processing and developing a brand of their own. So it's that type of thing that when we learn of an operation managed, owned by veterans, we want to step in and help.
And it's a way, once again, for those who have served our country in the military to continue to serve our country, in this case, literally, by serving up some great South Carolina-grown products.
That's right. Again, we have a lot of things that we do to help agriculture, and this is one that everyone in the department feels good about because, again, working with a group of people that we owe a lot to. Folks can contact us at the department by going on our website, agriculture.sc.gov. And there is a Farmer Veteran Coalition that's farmveteco.com. So a couple of places to go to get information, or just call us at the department, and we'll point anyone in the right direction.
And consumers can take part, too, by looking for that logo on South Carolina-grown products.
That's exactly right. We have a separate Homegrown by Heroes branding effort that we just extend what's done nationally here in South Carolina, because the military has been so important to our state, as are the number of veterans who choose to retire here. And we want to help them in any way we can transition to that next career, and want to for as many as we can, hope it's agriculture. It's just something, as I said, we have a passion about doing. We've got some great veterans who are there on staff in the Department of Agriculture. It's a real, just a privilege to work with them, and found out one of them was a chef in the Army. So we're gonna explore all of his talents sometime soon. So just a great way to learn more about people's background and what we can do for them.
That's right. And, you know, military food isn't what it used to be. It's not just all MREs anymore.
Yeah. It's very quick to point out. They've stepped their game up quite a bit.
Yes, they have. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Homegrown by heroes. That's our topic today here on the Southern Farm Network.